did it make you sad, Cookie Monster?
Because me tried to get with it and hustle down to the disco for good time, but it all go bad.
Aw, come on, how bad could it be?
But you said, me tell you whole Jerusalem story. Stop music!
11, 12.
Doing out there? Been a minute since I checked in, so let's play catch up. Try to figure out what we've been listening to. Got some Lee Perry in the background off of somehow the label managed, or not the label, but the sleeve managed to disappear. This is a Sound System Scratch on Pressure Sounds. And it's a bunch of rare dubs of many a Lee Perry version and production. So yeah, it's pretty good. 2 LP set. What we heard before that was the Pointer Sisters doing Pinball Number Count from Sesame Street. That was the DJ Food re-edit off the CS for Cookie 12-inch released in 2003 on Ninja Tune. That one going out to my man Chop. He's probably not listening, but you know. In a roundabout way, kind of reminded me I had that somewhere, so I dug it out. Speaking of digging things out, Me Lost Me Cookie at the Disco from Cookie Monster and the Girls, the Sesame Disco album on CTW Sesame Street Records. That is from 79. For that, we had Let's Fire It Up from Nature's Creation, 12-inch single of same name, Let's Fire It Up, that is on Gimme 5. It's 1982, some DC Go-Go. For that, Funky UFO, the instrumental by Splib, 12-inch single on Inculcation. That's also from 81. It's So Early in the Morning from Trouble Funk, 12-inch. So Early in the Morning on DETT Records. That's from 82. We had Breakwater with Release the Beast off their Arista album, Splashdown. 1980 is the year it was released. And some of you might recognize that song by way of a sample in a tune called Robot Rock by band Daft Punk. Before that, we had Roy Ayers doing Running Away. It's a 12-inch special disco version on Polydor from 77. We had Blow Your Whistle from the Soul Searchers. Salt of the Earth on Sussex from 1974. Hustle On Up and Do the Bump instrumental from Hidden Strength off their self-titled United Artist album. That was 1975. That takes us back to Sweet Dynamite, Claudia Berry. Sweet Dynamite is the album on Salsoul from 77. And that's the one we were talking about. I was talking about me, myself, and I, and, you know, some space cats. Montel Jordan's Let's Get It On Tonight. He had an interpolation of that song, and yeah, cheesy song. The original's kind of cheesy too, but hey, it's whatever. We're gonna switch it up, get all dubby and spaced out. Plenty of great tunes headed your way, so stay tuned till 6. I mean, stay tuned all day if you're gonna be up, because there's always great music on WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Slight Surface Noise Sound System. Before we get back into it, the Better Business Bureau is sponsoring a gathering of charity workers October 5th at the University of Richmond's Jepson Alumni Center. Theme for the two-hour symposium is current happenings in the giving marketplace, as well as the BBB's standards for charity accountability and the role these standards play in promoting charity best practices. The meeting is free and open to executive staffs and volunteer leaders of charitable organizations. More information is available by calling 804-648-0030 or by visiting richmond.bbb.org and clicking on the Charity Symposium button. Thank you all for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Thank you. listening to the Slate Surface Noise Sound System, WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. It's Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. It's Amir Kalix going on right now. It's off her album One-on-One from Warp back in 2000. Miss Meteo, Poolside mixes the track. Before that, we heard Moon Duo with Ripples off their Killin' Time EP on Sacred Bones. Came out 2009. Before that, another 2009 release, Sun Ra's On Patrol. It's a 2LP album off a Not Not Fun. Dimension Alley is the track. Stay Fly from Dexta off a 7-inch on Untech from this year. Before that, Stellar Ohm Source doing a track called Gamers. 7-inch split with Shabazz Palaces. Released in conjunction with the I Want You magazine, most recent issue. Before that, Boards of Canada with Oscar See-Through Red Eye off their most recent album, The Campfire Head Phase, and that happened all the way back in 2005. That was on Warp as well. Dry Cured from Club Root's self-titled Low Dubs album from 2010. We had The Mighty Two. It's Joe Gibbs and Earl Thompson doing a Jubilation dub for African Dub Almighty Chapter 3. Joe Gibbs label on 1978. For that, Morewell Unlimited meets King Tubby's. Jungle Shuffle is the track off of the Blood and Fire reissue Dub With Me from 1997. Weird Africa Dub from Rico Rodriguez, Warwicka Dub. The Ghetto Rockers bootleg reissue from 2009. And that takes us to where we need to be. And I'm going to leave you with one track. And it's not going to be this one. It's going to be a lot spacier. And hopefully it'll blend into Intertribal with Tall Feathers when she gets here shortly. Thank y'all for having me on Friday night, and I'll be here next week rocking out 3 hours of who knows what, but it's all going to be on vinyl. So tell your friends, tell your cats, tell your interdimensional acquaintances, I guess. I don't know. Whoever you know digs on the station, let them know what's going on. And have a good Saturday. It's been great talking to you. Before I get into it, Gallery 5 and Culture Works are partnering to present Gallery 5 After 5, a free lecture and happy hour event, second Wednesday of every month from 5 to 9 p.m. Guest speakers will provide entertaining and informative lectures on an array of topics, including astronomy, future of print media, arachnids, comics, and many others. Also be musical performances, happy hour specials, and light hors d'oeuvres. Next up on October 13th, Richmond artist Paul DePasquale talks about the controversy surrounding the Arthur Ashe Monument.